The following is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Should we just f***ing head into it?
What topics are we going to discuss?
I think we should have some type of like a little game plan.
God, who cares? F***ing send it. What the f*** is going on, pussies? This is bench shenanigans.
We can't do that. It'll be all bleeped, you f***. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Bench Shenanigans. Today is Friday, February 11th. It's 3:40. Boys, it's the pilot episode. Pilot episode. I guess we should do a little introduction about ourselves. We all play baseball, and we have a podcast, which is like...
Horns up, baby. Go Rams.
I know.
Podcasts.
All in sport media together.
That's true. Ties go far back. And we're three white dudes with a podcast. Never been done before. I saw something on Twitter that said boys starting a podcast is like the male version of an OnlyFans.
I saw that too. It's not true.
I don't have Twitter, so...
I think
I'm you like, should download Twitter, like, man. Different.
I'm like different. I'm not like one of the like regular like guys. Like I just
you a TikTok guy?
Yeah, huge TikTok guy. Renegade. Oh. Yeah, all that type of stuff.
Do the gritty. So first episode. I thought we should have a guest. He's in the breakout room, actually. A little surprise for you guys.
What?
I DM'd Joe Burrow to see if he wanted to come on the pod. He never answered, nor did he open it up, though. So that was pretty cool.
Who did you get?
No one, actually. Oh. I lied.
Okay, solid.
Yeah, our boy Antonio Sal got hacked on Instagram.
Shout out Sal. Stupid enough to get his Instagram hacked.
sounds like Josh fell for it.
Yeah, they're raving in the group chat about it, which is kind of funny. Did you guys get the DM?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't opened it yet.
Yeah, I never opened. You should open it for the pod. Do it anyways.
No, you just said you haven't opened it yet, so I want to see you open it.
I know, but you should do it for the pod. Like, even if you get a virus, like.
Excuse me. I feel like me and Will should probably introduce ourselves because you didn't let us introduce ourselves.
Bro, I haven't even said my name.
Oh yeah, okay.
Or should we not say our names? Let them just
guess who we are.
Go for it.
All right. My name's Thomas Marcus T. Scheisty T. Dog. From Scarborough. You already know how we rock him.
Oh my god.
Nah, I'm just playing. My name's Thomas. I'm born in Toronto, Scarborough. Go to Ryerson with these two guys. Sorry about that.
Is that who I think it is?
You can't say the K word on the podcast, bro.
I'm not, but you know.
Yeah, you know.
I knew y'all still talked.
You know how it be. You know how it be, Casey. You know what I'm saying?
Will sweating now.
Was a shit. Yeah, my
Monday's gonna be a bad day for Will, man. No good morning text.
Oh man.
Actually, no. Monday we have ball Monday, bro.
Yeah.
But we do have ball.
You're not playing, Thomas.
Yeah, you guys got ball.
Anyway, I'll introduce myself before I get, because, well, I'm Will.
With a 1L.
From Toronto. Sport media, same as these dudes. And on the baseball team.
Same
That's
as
about them. It. We're
basically all the same person, if you guys can figure that out yet. We're on the baseball team. In sport media, we're from Toronto, except for Kit. He's from Dundas. Are you
not a follow?
Big D.
But yeah, we I know Will from grade 12.
Yeah. Oh,
baseball. Baseball.
Yeah, you and Will got deep roots.
Yeah, me and Will go way back to the trenches. And then we met this kid Kit at baseball tryouts. When we saw this guy, he was facing the outfield. He was facing the outfield wall, staring at the birds.
This
nobody was talking to him. He was shagging fly balls, but he was facing the complete wrong way. And we were like, "Oh my god, we should probably help this kid." So we befriended him, and we were able to get him a spot on the team. We needed a mascot, so that's how we met.
Oh, Kit. Serious, man. That's pretty ruthless.
That's how we met Kit. Yeah.
You should give me more respect just because I'm the coach of our basketball team and I control the playing time for everyone.
Hey, the coach of our basketball team that reaches out to us probably like once every 3 days. He's nowhere to be found in the group chat ever, but that's besides it.
Cause, bro, I'm making money moves. I'm setting all the business up, bro.
What are those money moves?
Your creative practice hours. You can thank me later. Six right. Pack on you next time I see you. But yeah, you're welcome, boys.
Thank you. You're doing great.
Will, we know you're lazy as hell. All those trophies in your background are participation trophies.
No, they are.
Like this guy.
You ain't fooling us, dog. Yeah, go up and get it.
This guy, man.
Bro, is that that's a stain on your ass, Will.
Bro. Bro, go get your boy, bro. Like, I don't want
2015 wanna... Silver Slugger.
Wow.
Sick, bro.
Play the applause sound effect.
Are you a student athlete or something?
No doubt.
You have all those baseball trophies, yet we're hooping on Monday. So right. what am I expected to see Monday from you?
Just straight balling. Like they call me Larry Bird, so
you built like Larry Bird.
Okay, I'm built like him and I'm a
so what you're just a white dude who shoots corner threes?
I'm also kind of like Kyle Korver, just straight up shooter.
You just named another white dude who shoots threes.
Every white guy I can shoot, bro.
Yeah, because that's me. I'm a white dude that can shoot.
I feel like you can't move. Like, you have no, like, you don't know what to do with your feet. You might be mobile, but you just, like, don't know what
you're doing. You're super flat footed.
All false statements. You guys haven't seen me play.
I know. This is going to be huge, actually, come Monday, just because we've never seen each other play. We all say we're hoopers.
And then I'm, like, kind of like Jokic at the same time with my passing ability.
Holy shit.
You look like Jokic.
Yeah, we're both Serbian, bro.
Facts. So maybe you guys are related.
I know, we're nasty at ball, both of us.
I feel like Angie, I don't know how good he's gonna be. You talk big game of him, Thomas, but
he said he's a baller, bro, and he's from Saga. He's from
all said we're ballers. Doesn't mean anything.
Saga, bro. He's from the trenches.
I feel like he should be good. I don't know. That's he's that kind of guy that talks is all talk.
Nah, bro. I feel like he might have like some terrible body language. The type to get us kicked out of the league. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if like someone fouls him and like he just swings and squares up.
Like, it'd be like this. He'd be like, "Yo, broski, like, I'm not even trying to
do this." Yeah, in his voice, bro.
like, broski, I'm not even trying to do this, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
That's the dog. Right,
let's talk. NBA trades. NBA trade deadline. Huge day yesterday. What do you guys think of the Philly and the Brooklyn trade? How do you guys like?
I think Brooklyn. Brooklyn finessed them.
Oh, hard.
Finessed Philly.
Hard.
Simmons gonna come back strong, bro.
Simmons is like. He gets hated on, but he's still a great player.
His defensive presence, bro, which is what the Nets need.
Best defensive player in the league.
But the thing is,
but he's not. He was the runner-up. Do you not even follow basketball? Damn, bro.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, that was good.
What I like about this trade is Ben Simmons is going to a team that he does not have to shoot the basketball at all. Like, he's just absolutely surrounded by shooters. So all that stuff that went down in Philly, like, he does not have to worry about it, man. He can play the four and just facilitate. And you'll have Kyrie. Well, in away games, you'll have Kyrie at the one, Seth at the two, KD at the three, Simmons at the four, and then Aldridge or Drummond at the five. And that's like a solid lineup.
Yeah, but they're on like a 9-game losing streak right now.
10 game.
It's because Kyrie's anti-vax. It's really hitting the court. Bro, anti-vax athletes are kind of running the league, though. Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, shout out Aaron Rodgers for that. For real.
That guy's a legend, bro.
That man's got beautiful hair. Did you guys see his
I don't like it.
You don't like that flow?
No, he looks like he's from Wisconsin.
It's mad if you got a haircut, bro. He doesn't have the hair anymore.
Oh, damn, bro. You're gonna bring up my past.
You think Embiid and Harden's gonna work in Philly?
Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely not. And a yes.
Okay, well, I think
which one is it?
I think it'll work for a bit, but I honestly think that Harden is just as toxic as a teammate as Kyrie is. Like, I think he's just as much of a problem. He's a cancer in Houston. He was begging to get traded to Brooklyn. Gets traded to Brooklyn. Lasts what, a year and a half there, and he's begging. Yeah, not even. And then
that is so ironic that you were saying this because you're a cancer in our locker room. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not gonna name names who you bully on the team, but like, you know, I mean,
I don't, bro. I'm like the most liked player on the team. I'm the face of Rams baseball, man.
Okay.
I am the.
Well, now that Sam's gone. Sam was your daddy.
Sam was your daddy, bro.
Whoa, hey, bro, chill.
Who told you to put weight on in the weight room, and who told you to eat more? Sammy didn't. What'd you say? Yes, Captain. I will, Captain.
No, bro. I was like, bro, I didn't. You know, I didn't say that. I was like, bro, why are you body shaming?
Yeah. You were all up in his face. Bro.
Then I threw the ball to center field and told him to go get it. But then Bly told me to go pick it up.
For real, though, I actually have zero respect. I absolutely hate James Harden. I think he's so – I mean, like, yeah, he's a good basketball player, but I just think he's – I don't think he'll ever win a ring, ever. I don't think he'll win anything, just the way
he – And he has, like, what, he has a chance to sign this year? And
yeah, he's free agent at the end of the year.
Extension will be, like, what, 60-something million a year?
Something.
And by the time he's 38, he's making, like, 62 million?
Nobody's going to want that contract.
No.
I don't even think he's worried about winning a ring, though, because, like, off court, he just chills with little baby. Like, this guy's not focused on basketball no more.
Hey, bro, this guy should just sign in Atlanta, bro.
Bro,
just,
he's already scoped.
That's up. What I was thinking, actually. Why he didn't want to go to the A, bro?
Might as well, bro.
Him and Trey running the front court.
Trey's a little.
That I could actually see, though.
I hate Trey, though.
He went too crazy
in the garden. That's racist.
What did he do? What would he do that was racist?
Will just said that he doesn't like him because of the way he looks, bro.
Oh my god, Will.
Will, backtrack. Oh, whoa, care. You're gonna get us canceled. Trey's.
Have you guys ever seen that meme of the little Pampers baby on the yeah. on the
nah.
Oh, you didn't see that kid?
That's what no means, bro.
He looks like this Pampers baby on the box of a diapers.
I'm not a Pampers dude. I'm a Huggies guy.
I'm a Huggies fun guy.
Yeah. You know, I can't switch up. You see Travis and Kylie's new kid's name?
No, what is it?
It's Wolf.
What?
It's Wolf Webster. Like, Webster's Travis Scott's real last name, but his first name's Wolf.
I mess with that.
Of course you would.
Weird names in the celebrities, bro.
Wolf, Playboy Cardi's kid's Onyx.
Yo, what's Elon Musk's kid name? Fucking Tesla Robot. 3000.
It's like AEIO, sometimes Y.
His name of the vowels.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Yo. He's got a number on his birth certificate, I swear.
It's like a dash, like X12 or something.
Yeah, I think it's named after a plane, though.
He's actually built different.
Yeah.
Wolf Webster.
What happened?
I'm just saying Wolf Webster, the name.
You sound jealous, bro.
You like that name, Kit?
Nah.
All right.
I feel like a lot of tension going on between these two co-hosts.
Bro, here. Will needs to get sturdy.
Bro, I'm not the host.
Will, hit the gritty for us one time.
Hit the gritty. Hit the gritty, bro. All
right, actually, I have a question.
Shoot.
Super Bowl predictions.
Rams. I'll be so mad if the Bengals win.
Are you a Bengals hater?
I am.
Who they?
You don't like Joe Burrow?
No, bro. The Rams are slapping the Bengals. Like, the Bengals are honestly, like, it's a fluke.
I saw Drake put down, like, $1 million last night.
Yeah, with that Drake thing, like, I feel like low-key.
He might have chalked it. I won't even lie.
Well, there's the Drake curse. Every time he wears, like, one of those jerseys, like, Bama, they lost.
But being Odell, wouldn't you be like, why would you post this on Instagram, bro? Like, he's stressing. I would be stressing.
Odell's double stressing because he's about to have a kid on the way. Odell's not even good anymore, though. That guy's kind of washed, low-key.
What?
Jeez.
Bro, he's like the third option on the Rams.
Okay, yeah, behind who? Cooper Kupp, the best receiver in football? Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, well, they're going to throw to Cooper, and then they're going to run with Cam Akers or Sony Michel. Maybe give it to Higbee before OBJ. Like,
no, you're tripping.
Does OBJ get that touchdown and what, like, over 62 yards or whatever Drake's?
He gets the touchdown. The yards, I don't know.
The yards, I was stressing, bro.
But with that thing, you know how Drake's, like, posting all this stuff on, like, his stories? It's like all like that steak website. I saw a bunch of people in the comments saying that it's probably not even his money. Like, it's just like a brand deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Well, honestly, at the end of the day, probably that kind of money probably doesn't even matter to a guy like Drake. Like,
yeah, it's kind of messy.
No, yeah, no facts.
$100 to us for what it is to him.
Yeah. Okay, bro. If you're so confident, put 100 on the Rams.
I already did.
Oh.
No, but you know what? At the beginning of NFL playoffs, I put $10 on Bet365. I put $10 on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl.
And you're not Mattress Mac, bro. Chill.
I swear. And I put
some buy
in on bet using bet credits, and right now it's paying out at like $450 if they win.
You're lying, bro. You're lying, bro. Put it on your story. Put it on your story.
We're the dead homies right now.
You know how the MLB's in, like, lockout?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do know.
Oh, true. I forgot. You guys are baseball guys. I forgot. Yeah, like, My bad.
Nah, you're good, bro. Don't trip. Don't worry.
But because they're on lockout, the agreement for, like, them testing – steroids, yeah. Like, it ended, they have to, and they can't resign until, like, the season's back on. So this is, like, huge for baseball players. Like, the time
juicing it up.
You think everyone's gonna start juicing right before the season, like, until they get an agreement and then stop, or what?
Because that's the time is now, bro.
Would you do that, Thomas?
I already juice right now.
Oh, okay.
And I still can't hit the ball, so I don't know. Nah,
it's a good time to get on steroids. Not that I promote that sort of stuff,
but you are.
I promote, actually, no man, PG-13. Barry Bonds. Do you guys think he should be in the, speaking of steroids, do you guys think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame?
Bro, yes, bro.
Yeah,
I would say so, man.
Yeah.
Rakes,
bro. What a stupid question.
Sorry, man. I just seems to
How
be like
you, Thomas. You think he should be in?
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think so. Because I feel like people have like the common misconception where it's like the Hall of Fame is like, obviously the Hall of Fame showcases the best players ever play in the sport, but obviously it also is supposed to tell the story of the sport. And like steroids have had like such a huge, like a huge impact on baseball in general. Like that's such a part of like the game's history where like. You should have like a part of the Hall of Fame dedicated to steroids and like players that have used steroids, and like you shouldn't necessarily hide it because that's kind of just been part of the game since
the everyone game. Uses steroids. Yeah, there's multiple Hall of Famers who use steroids. David Ortiz used steroids.
He just got in
we should like in the hall, we should have a little section, little room for the steroid boys.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
We like, should travel to Cooperstown and like do a protest. Like lock ourselves through the doors until Bonds gets in. But Bonds could
just syringes in our arms and
no, but if Bonds signs like a 10-day with any team, he can get back on the ballot.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I
read he's got to do it, bro.
That's so jokes. I didn't know that.
But no, well, when Bonds like had that steroids era, that was just after the MLB had their last lockout.
Yeah.
Like they had their lockout, then the players came back and everyone was juiced up, and that was like the steroids era. So now we're here.
You were entering another steroid era?
Like, I honestly, like this is an honest opinion of mine. I do think steroids should be allowed in sports. Like it'll be way more entertaining. We'll be getting the best of the best. You know what I mean? Like you should have the option. Like I think it'd be so wild.
I think too, you have to put some type of limit on it though. You can't just have these guys like juicing and juicing. Like it's just, I don't know. It's not good for
you. You should have the option.
You on steroids?
Hey?
Vladdy Jr. on steroids?
Oh, dude, that would be unreal.
Bro, I'm putting that guy on the treadmill before steroids.
That makes me think, who do you guys think is the first player getting caught for steroids when we come back? When the season starts up again.
Who's a villain, I guess?
Carlos Correa?
Correa?
No, the Astros are like, they're walking on tippy toes.
Altuve?
Those Astro boys probably would cross that line for sure. I'd say Robbie Cano because he's coming back from his suspension. he's gonna be like, fuck it, I got nothing to lose at this point. Like,
I used to be a big fan of Cano actually.
He was my favorite infielder.
And then when I found out he was on the roids, I became a bigger fan.
No, Robbie Cano actually makes like in his prime, he actually made second base look like it is easy. It's so easy, but like he makes it just look so.
Yeah, bro. Like when we were growing up, we got to see like a lot of cool middle infielders, like Brandon Phillips. That guy was dope.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Derek Jeter, but he's kind of cool.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't know.
You play for the Red Sox.
Someone like that.
Pedroia is a huge one. Super slept on.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting in the field and at the bat. So injuries kind of took him out of his last few years, but he was a legend. Red Sox legend. Who else is there?
Ryan Goins.
No, when Ryan Goins got traded from the Blue Jays, I actually like I loved Ryan Goins. I thought he was so sick, like defensively. I sent him a DM and he left me on red.
Did he actually?
Yeah. I was like, yo, I'll read it right now. Let me see if I can find it.
Bro, I didn't realize you had connections, bro. Get him on the pod.
Yeah, bro. I'll get him on the pod, man.
Get him on the pod. You know what baseball should do is they should allow metal bats in the majors. That would be sick. Bro, imagine.
This is like kids' cold takes, bro.
No, this would be metal bats and roids. How entertaining would it be?
Yeah.
Bro, those balls would absolutely go 500 feet.
And you don't want to see that? What the hell's the matter with you?
Okay, dude, so you got to renovate all the parks and push the...
This is what I said to Ryan Goins. This is what I said to Ryan Goins, bro. Always rated you as a player, man. Sad to see you go. Good luck in KC. Keep grinding. You're going to be big in the league someday. Much love from Toronto. This guy's on the Mexican Olympic team.
That's such a Scarborough thing to say.
And it just says guy, red?
Yeah, it literally says seen like 2 years ago. However long ago. Yeah, no, it just says. Oh, February 6, 2018, I sent this message. That's 4 years.
That's crazy, bro. You have a lot of life experience then.
Dude, I've met a lot of Blue Jays in my life. You guys know legendary Blue Jays?
No, I don't know him.
Legendary Blue Jays utility man, Mike McCoy. Ever heard of him? You guys are fake Jays fans. Anthony Ghosts?
Ghosts. He's a pitcher now.
Yeah, he's a pitcher now. Travis Snyder?
Oh, yeah, at Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Brandon Morrow?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Morrow was a stud. Remember that year we thought he was going to win the Cy Young? He's like the best pitcher ever. That's going to go. That was pretty unreal. Ricky Romero.
Mm-hmm. Ew. I think that guy smells bad. Like, he gives me bad.
Your audio is actually not working.
You're capping, bro.
Oh, maybe it's my audio.
You're capping, bro. Bro, there don't scare back. Me like that, bro. Kanye West. Bro, is this guy good?
Oh, yeah, he is stuck, eh?
This guy, man. Anyways. This guy, dude.
I'm back. Sorry.
Oh, he's back.
I'm downloading all the Harry Potter movies on my computer upstairs, so my Wi-Fi is a little bit dodgy right now.
Bro, I got Harry Potter on demand, bro. Hermione, oh my god.
Hermione. yeah. That was actually a dumb question. That was a really dumb question. I'm not gonna ask.
Bro, you know what makes me heated?
Will.
Yeah, but besides Will.
The fact that Will spells his name with one L.
The audacity of this man. Like, Will.
He wants to be different.
In this world, bro, in this world, Will is a above 6 foot white man with facial hair, and he spells his name with one L.
I feel like everyone listening can just picture him already. They don't even have to know what he looks like.
He looks like a me character.
He looks like
okay, Jason. Your name is
Will looks like Jason
Bully?
You guys know who that is.
Who? Hmm?
Jason Segel. He's from How I Met Your Mother.
No, I know what
I've heard the name. I can't picture the dude.
Well, I don't see it actually.
I'm not even trolling, but you genuinely like resemble him. I'm not even kidding.
What's his name? Jason what?
Segel. Will, I'm not even trolling, bro. I don't see it at all. So I think you're just
that's Jason.
Is Jason a homie? Yeah,
he's sick. Homie. I rate him.
He's a good guy. All
right, so you rate me, bro.
But you're just comparing two tall white dudes. Like,
okay, like you don't look like him now, but like when he was younger, like you looked like him.
Like, oh, during like Jason Segel's drug phase.
Yeah, there you go.
True.
He's a druggie?
Yeah, because
well, he was.
The audience probably doesn't know Will struggles with substance
abuse. Yo, shut up.
Yeah, this actually isn't a podcast. This is an intervention.
this is NA.
Thomas and I, bro, serious?
Oh my god,
stop.
Why is your phone blowing up? No,
is that
but
yo, stop.
Will please. Trying to change the subject. Is this ain't an intervention? Bro, Will, you've been scaring not only me and Thomas, but the rest of the baseball team.
Your families have asked us to reach out to you.
It got so bad that Sal had to fake a Instagram hack to get the steam off you. That guy said sorry in the group chat, and I really wanted to reply saying, bro, don't apologize to us. Apologize yourself for making such a terrible password. And who is hacking Instagrams? Like, what do you actually get when you hack someone's Instagram?
I don't know. Dude, so I've never been hacked.
One of my boys actually got his Instagram hacked, but he literally did it for the hacker. Like, he's so stupid. The hacker DM'd him off of somebody else's account that he had already hacked that, like, we know is, like, a mutual follow. And he goes, turn $500 into $15,000. All I need is your password. And my buddy goes, like legit? And the thing's like, yeah, just change your email on your Instagram account to this email, blah, blah, blah. And he fucking did it. And he got his Instagram hacked. And now all over his Instagram is like, Bitcoin mining, $500, $50,000. I'm like, holy shit, man. How do you get your Instagram?
Bro, Will, you into Bitcoin?
Not really, man.
You see, you got NFTs though.
Nah. You?
Nah.
Kit, you definitely look like you're into that stuff.
No, I despise it actually.
Yeah, I actually find it very annoying.
Yeah, but we find it annoying for two different reasons. You find it annoying because you just don't understand the metaverse.
I lost all my money in it, so.
You invested in all those shit coins.
Look, man, Logan Paul told me to buy this NFT and it fucking flopped.
Bro, I would never trust Logan Paul with my money.
I trust Logan Paul with my life. Shout out Prime Energy Drink.
Have you had it, bro?
Nah, is it in Canada? I don't think it's in Canada.
You've had Happy Dad, though.
I have.
Really?
Is it good?
I had it when I went to Miami in the summer. It's extremely mid.
Mid. In all honesty. About to say.
Really?
Yeah. If it wasn't the Nelk Boys, then that shit wouldn't blow up. 100%. It tastes like, it honestly tastes like any other seltzer. Like, you know how seltzers taste like watered down, like vodka, fizzy water. Like, it's really.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's almost like you just described the seltzer.
Yeah, bro. That's really what it is. super mid, man. I was like, actually, like, really, like, underwhelmed. I paid $8 American for one. Yeah, I wasn't at the liquor store. I was at a rooftop bar in Miami.
They served so that. That's kind of sick.
They did, sir. They had I didn't get to try it because I think the best flavor is like wild cherry or something. Or like that's like the best flavor, poppin' flavor. But they only have lemon lime.
Did you travel outside the country?
In the summertime, indeed.
You mind both of you? Can I just see your health screenings?
Oh, yeah, COVID screening, yeah.
I know Will fakes his COVID screenings.
I know Will fakes his vaccinations.
Oh, it's not true, guys.
Anti-vax Will.
Yeah, what about, how did you like our in-person class this week?
It was a vibe. My partner didn't show up though. The only one person in my group of three showed up, so took us a little while.
My group was dope. We all showed up prepared, ready to learn, and we went to the control room and the broadcast room, and we ripped it up, man.
Yeah, your group hates you.
Are you recording your podcast next week?
I already recorded it, bro.
No, second
one.
Is that next week?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the week after reading week, because that's just, I don't know, I think.
Really? Wait, what? How? That's so dumb.
No, dude, you're talking about ad-libs, Will.
No, we're recording our next assignment, bro. The second
podcast we have to do.
The second podcast is not next week.
Yes, it is. We're on Wednesday. We're recording.
Really?
You got to check with your group, because my group is the week after reading week.
Oh, true, because they do sections 1 and 2, so we probably won't see each other for our in-person anymore.
Damn.
So you're going to be stuck with, like, rainbow headphones guy.
Oh, is that our boy?
Bro, Will, I'm tired of you saying our boy. You co-signed way too many people.
Shit, people in our program, man.
Yo, bro, I saw Liam yesterday, our boy.
Will, you co-sign too many people, bro.
Yo, Will be co-signing hella people.
Nah, bro. But I saw Liam yesterday. He's in my in-person thing.
I know, bro. He was telling me, like, he was just like, yo, going.
So weird, bro. He's like, yo, Kit, why did you co-sign this guy, Will, bro?
Bro.
Oh, yeah? That's what you're saying? Oh, yeah?
That's exactly what he was saying.
Bro, what is up with your boy, Thomas? Like, should we jump him? Oh man. Should we GTFO?
Yeah.
All right. Tune in next week to Bench Shenanigans.
We literally just shoot the shit.
All right.